Well, welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. You know, when it comes to writing about nature, Richard Nelson left a huge footprint across our state, especially in Southeast, where he had a radio show on the Sitka Public Radio Station. Well, tonight, everyone has a chance to learn about Richard Nelson's legacy. Hank Lentfer has a new book about Nelson that he'll talk about tonight via Zoom on the Mendenhall Glacier's Fireside Lecture Series. Well, welcome to Juno Afternoon, Hank.
Thanks for having me on, Rhonda.
And we're so glad you're here to kind of give us a sense of what your lecture is going to be about tonight. But, you know, it just doesn't seem all that long ago that he passed. Maybe was it a year ago?
Yeah, he died November 4th, 2019. So not too much more than a year. Sometimes it feels like a long time, and sometimes it feels like last week. It just depends on how I'm feeling and what my memories are.
You know, it's hard to believe because to me, when you heard him on the radio, he sounded young, curious, excited. Just an amazing man. Do you miss him a lot?
I do. And his, one of his many gifts to the world was that exuberance. And I was fortunate enough to get to spend a lot of time with him in his favorite place, which was out in wild country. We just camped a lot together, recording natural sounds. And I missed him a lot this summer, just being out in the boat and going by places we'd camped together. Our friendship was just built on the shared enthusiasm. So I'll just see like an owl in a tree and reach for the phone because I want to call him. So I'll just miss him in moments like that.
You know, I always loved his sort of, what would you call it, extemporaneous commentary about nature, you know, standing by a stream and pointing to a fish and telling us all about the drama of what that fish was going to experience when it started to spawn, but or the tragedy of its death. He really humanized science for me when I heard him. But you have called your book Raven's Witness, The Alaska Life of Richard K. Nelson. So why that title, Raven's Witness?
Well, I considered a number of different titles, and it was coming up to drop-dead date with the publisher to decide on one, and Richard was still alive, and he's the one who came up with that title. So it was really nice just to incorporate him into the project in that significant way. And for Richard, it was just a nod to his position in this lineage of storytellers, that he was privileged enough to learn from Alaska's indigenous people. And he went from being a biologist to having his mind expanded into these other visions and relationships to the natural world. And so he was really viewed himself as kind of a witness to these other ways of seeing.
Well, I guess one of the mainstays of his philosophy was to emulate how Alaska Natives had a relationship with the land. Or I think that was, from what I understand, kind of one of his lines of interest.
It was, and it goes all the way back to his childhood obsession with the natural world. And he was so obsessed with snakes and turtles as a kid in Wisconsin that he filled up the garage with aquariums and cages, and his parents had a park in the driveway. And he was a little bit of a freak because he was so obsessed. And then he came to Alaska, lived in some of these communities, and he was no longer a freak. He was he kind of found a homecoming in that everybody in the community was an astute student and a keen naturalist. It was just a way of life. He went from, you know, kind of being a hobby, his interest being a hobby, to being a shared essential knowledge.
So tonight on your Zoom lecture, what are we going to find out about Richard that maybe we didn't know?
Well, I'm going to spend some time describing his first winter in Alaska, 1964-1965 in Wainwright. You know, this was pre-snow machine, still a dog team economy. And that winter was so transformative and really set the direction for the rest of his life. So I'm going to tell some stories, share some photos from that time, and share some fun audio clips. You know, there was no phones then, so he was dictating letters on reel-to-reel tape and sending them to his parents. His parents saved them. I got my hands on them and digitized them, and I'm going to share some of those clips. And they're fun just to travel back over 50 years and hear some of these stories in his own voice.
Yeah, I'm going to put one of those that you shared with me on the web. It's about caribou hunting. It's memorable.
And I'll share that one tonight on the Fireside presentation.
Well, wrapping things up, how can we watch your Zoom lecture tonight?
You can log in to the Mendenhall Glacier Fireside chat through Facebook, and it'll pop up, and there'll be a live Q&A after about a 40-45 minute presentation.
So one of the things that I think people are going to wonder about is how can they get your book? Is it out yet?
It's out. Hearthside, if you're here in Juneau, Hearthside carries it. Otherwise, it's available in other bookstores, online outlets. You can buy it directly from the publisher, Mountaineers Books. They'll mail it to you. So it should be an easy book to find.
And when you wrote that book, it must have been quite a journey for you to look at the full life of Richard Nelson.
It was. It took. It was a 4-year process of writing, and it was a collaboration with Richard. He gave me all of his journals going back to 64, 8,000 pages worth of journals that I read and annotated. And then I just did hours and hours of recorded interviews with Richard himself. So it was in a research intensive process.
Well, thank you very much, Hank, for joining us. And good luck with your fireside chat tonight. I hope you have a big turnout.
Thanks for having me on, Rhonda.
All right. Thank you.